Ever since the creation of the world and the fall of man in original sin, God's entire goal has been to bring everything, every place, every animal, and every people back to him through blessings. And Satan's goal has been the exact opposite, to bring everything, every animal, every place, and every person under his curse for the sake of death. Yesterday, we found several cursed objects here in our house. I'm going to tell you the story, and it's something that's really incredible. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, first, let me give you a little bit of context. When we first moved into this house, my wife, who has something of a gift of discernment, was talking about how she felt like there was maybe some weird feelings being here. I sort of ignored most of these things because I felt fine. Now, in the years that we've lived here, about 5 years, we've noticed a few different things which I thought were simply coincidences. I'll mention some of those. For instance, there was a time when my stepson heard a type of growling in his room, and I thought maybe that was just a coincidence. There was this one incident around the Easter Triduum when my daughter Eden was in her room, and the door closed, and the light switch to that room is on the outside. And it was late at night, and all of a sudden she was crying, and the light just turned on in her room. Now, that was really creepy, but I thought, okay, maybe there was something going on. I don't know. There's another incident of this lamp that we had, kind of remember that, that just fell suddenly, and I thought, okay, maybe that was just a coincidence. And a few other things that were just kind of here and there. The things that were bothering me the most were the consistent nightmares that my daughter Eden and Rose had. Rose is 3, Eden is 5. So they were continually having nightmares over a period of about a couple of years, even just recently. And that's when I really started thinking there's something going on. After some of the initial incidents, we had a priest come and bless the home. We had another priest friend say about 3 masses at different times here in the house. We bless the house ourselves with exercise water and salt, St. Benedict medals around the house, the blessing of the 3 kings over the threshold of the house. We've done a lot of things. We are not ignorant in these things. We've done a lot for the house, but there was still something going on. So recently, we met a friend that has a gift of discernment. Now, there is a description of this gift and different saints, specifically Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, that I want to tell you what it was like, because many of you might think, okay, this doesn't exist, but it is a spiritual gift of discernment. Now, she would feel the holiness of an object, of a place, and specifically of relics. She would even see the saints' lives as she held relics. Likewise, she would feel the curse off of specific objects or food or places where sins had been committed. She would feel the cursedness coming off of those things. It would make her feel sick. When I read this description, it exactly mirrored what this other friend of mine has. So when we heard him talk about this gift and how he would go to different people's homes to help discern what or where was this coming from, where was the curse or the different difficulties coming from, I asked him, hey, can you help me with this? This person does not live near us. So we first started by sending him pictures of the house. He would pray with the different things, and then he would say, okay, now take a more detailed picture. There's something here. So we were first going to focus on my little daughter's room. And he said, okay, there's something here. So first, we identified that there was some toys that we had bought in Mexico. There was some dolls that we had bought in Mexico, like maybe about 4 of them or 5 of them total. And he said, there's something wrong with these. These are cursed objects. Where did you buy them? We told him in Mexico. And he said, my sense that the woman that made them was communicating with the dead, but like in a Santeria type of way, which is very common in Mexico or in Mexico City, wherever it was that we bought them. So those were ones that we got rid of. Not only that, but they had sort of been in contact with other toys. And he said, these other ones, it's like they've been infested. And these, strategically thinking it from the perspective of Satan, were the ones that my daughters used the most. They carried with them the most. So he said, no, you have to get rid of these as well. So we got those, got rid of them outside the house. Next, we went into my stepson's room, And there was a poster that he noticed. He was like, there's something weird with this poster and something else there. The poster was of Jimi Hendrix. He said, who is that? And I said, that's Jimi Hendrix. Told him who he was. And he said, no, Jimi Hendrix is someone who sold his soul for fame. Get rid of that poster immediately. So we got it outside the house and we burned it. Then there was another object that we had also bought in Mexico City. He had bought it. It was a skull of a, and had a football team logos on it. So we got rid of that. So those were the two objects there. Then there was some dolls in the upstairs living room, two that my wife did not know where they had come from. And then about eight dolls that were Madame Alexandra dolls. He said, no, there's something weird about these dolls. Get rid of them. I looked it up later, and there's some connection to these dolls and the Masons. When you look up Madame Alexander's Masonic, that's what I looked up to. They make some dolls for the Shriners, which is connected to the Masons. So I realized, okay, there's something wrong here. He was right. We had to get rid of them. Now, there was a few confirmations that we had that that helped us think, okay, he's not just crazy, because even though I know that he has this gift, some of these things were difficult to believe. So when we went into my YouTube room, this very room, he said, okay, there's a very strong presence of Our Lady of Guadalupe here. What is that? Well, there's behind this camera, you can't see it, but there's a rolled up picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe that was blessed by, at that time, Archbishop Burke. Now he's Cardinal Burke, retired. The reason why it's rolled up is because we got another image of Our Lady Guadalupe touched to the tilma that's over here, just right here. So he felt that, and then he said, but I also sense a grandmotherly presence in that room. Alvaro, did you have a grandmother that prayed a lot? Well, as we moved the poster, my wife moved the poster, we found her memoirs. For some reason, I had left my grandmother's memoirs underneath this table just behind the camera. And he said, she's here praying for you in the place that is the most creative place in the house where you create all these videos. I just about started crying because, and my wife and I were like, wow, okay, this is extremely real. What's going on? We continued in the discernment. We went downstairs to our room. Everything seemed fine. In fact, he said this room feels like there's a lot of prayer in here. So that was very consoling. But then we went into my wife's closet. And in my wife's closet, there was two paintings that we saw initially. And he said, there's something really weird about these paintings. You have to get rid of them. A family member of hers had made these paintings, and they were tribal art. And one of them actually had a painting of, I don't know what to call him, but he's the high wizard in witchcraft. In the movie, there's a Disney movie like The Princess and the Frog where you see that he's a guy with a top hat and a skull face. Well, there was a painting of that, but like in a tribal way. So it was really weird. And strangely enough, where those paintings were was the opposite wall to the corner of my little girl's room. When we went into my little girl's room, first there was the toys. And then he said, there's a demon in the corner. I see a demonic presence right there. Well, what was he seeing? On the other side were my wife's family members' paintings. So that was the connection there. So we got rid of all these objects, burnt them. He gave us some prayers to say. So we blessed the house again with holy water and exercise salt and these prayers. We're probably going to have a priest come and bless them. And then we have first-class relics. So we put some first-class relics of St. Therese and Padre Pio in the corner of my daughter's rooms. Last night, they slept perfectly well. This morning, it was clear to us the fact that those paintings were in the corner. So the idea that we connected the corner to corner was sort of shown to us this morning. But then my wife remembered, wait, there was another painting. So there weren't just two. There was actually three. The third one was hidden behind one of the dressers. And she completely forgot until this morning after all the prayers and the relics in the corner. So now we got everything. And that's how the enemy works. He'll put in like a few things and he'll make you forget of other things, or he'll make you confused as to whether something is good or evil. And with my friend's gift of discernment, we were able to find everything and bless the house completely. Now, what is it that I want you to learn from all of this? Just as there is infiltration in the church, Satan has infiltrated possibly in your house. in the most unlikely ways. Sometimes it's with something that's very obvious, like the tribal art painting. Sometimes it's less obvious, like a Jimi Hendrix poster. That's maybe a little bit more obvious. But sometimes it's through dolls that are connected in ways that it's hard to find out to the Masons. And if you have something that is going on in your house, nightmares or weird things or a lack of peace, ask God to help you to discern. Of course, have your house blessed. Bless your house with holy water. Be a person of the sacraments and live a sacramental life. Ask the saints to be present. But sometimes there's things that are hiding, and the devil, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for a way in. He just needs a crack. That's all he needs. So we need to become aware of the weapons of our enemy to get him out, so that our houses can be places of peace, places of light, places of God's grace. My friends, this story and this drama of my life and all these things, it's really quite amazing what God is doing in our lives. I want you to not be naive, to be aware of the ways in which the enemy has infiltrated in your house, to find them, to get them out, to bless your house, to call down God's blessing, his holy angels and saints into your house, so that it could be places of peace, of conversion, of growth and holiness. Oh, that was a lot. My friends, God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.